Yeah, this gentleman is. Actually, everybody loves him. And who does not know him? That man sitting right... Yeah, the lady's from France. You don't know him. He's not from France. I think he's from Mars. What did you say?
From Mars to Venus.
Well, something like that. Yes. He's not sure either. Are you ready to hear his thoughts, kids?
Yes.
I am.
I love you.
I know you do.
So, I think I've been coming to this church about almost 3 years. And I sat there one day. And had received so much messages, I could just feel the love. I was going through a real tough time in my life. And I said, God, use me, but I don't want to be standing up here. So watch what you ask for, because it happens. So I'm going to start off with a little story. When we were kids, when we were children, there's 8 siblings. The older one was going off to college, and the younger one started talking about what career should we be choosing, what we'll be doing with our lives. And my dad started off with that, you know, everybody receives a gift from God, and you should use that talent. And my mom said the same thing, use that talent to help yourself and help others. We were thinking along the lines of doctors and lawyers and stuff. They were thinking other thoughts as far as gifts. The ability to comfort somebody when they're going through a hard time, the ability to, you know, take care of yourself financially, that you can assist others that are having a hard time financially. That's more the line they were thinking. But the greatest gift that we all receive is called the gift of love. Corinthians 13. It says that if you receive the gift to speak in tongue, if you receive the gift of knowledge, if you receive the gift of prophecy, it's nothing without love. So if you're not conveying your thoughts, your actions with love, then it's really useless what you're doing. And I move on from here to, we were all raised to believe that Jesus was good. And that is our state of mind. Does everybody agree that Jesus is a good person? Okay, so I'm going to shock you. He wasn't a good person. Jesus is love. And I learned this lesson the real hard way, because I always felt I was right and somebody was wrong. And Jesus does not favor you if you're right or if you're wrong. He's always in the middle. And when you come to the middle, there's no more conflict. There's only peace and harmony. There's only love. So, yes, Jesus' actions were good, but Jesus himself is love. God is love, and we are that. We are love. And through our upbringing, through our experiences, through whatever happens in our lives, we forget that we are love. And we get caught up in the, I'm good, I'm right, they're wrong, they're bad. And that just creates conflict. I once told my brother, when he said he wasn't talking to me anymore, I said, well, if you separate yourself from any other person, you separate yourself from God. So how many times have you not spoken to somebody? How many times have you ignored somebody just because of conflict, and you don't realize what you're doing is you're separating yourself from God? Because that's kind of that little test that God has given you to express love. It's easy to express love when somebody's loving you back. It's easy to express love when you're receiving what you need, what you want. But what about when somebody's taking something away from you? What about when somebody's attacking you? Is it easy to love that person? It's not. It is challenging, but it's the right thing to do. I mean, I've learned to love people from afar. Sometimes you think that of in a negative way, but no, my daughter's up in Eugene, Oregon, and I send her love all the time. I actually visualize, I'm just holding her sometimes before I go to bed. Maybe she feels it. I believe she does. Maybe she has a peaceful night. I'm going to move on to the theme about loving thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I'm going to kind of, don't do that. Love yourself first. Love yourself 100%. There's a lot of us that come up short in loving ourselves. And it is through thoughts. the thoughts that we have in our head. If you ever see a baseball player that hits the ball all the times, or a boxer that has that quick jab, that's called muscle memories. They've done it so much, it's become a habit. Excuse me. Well, we've thought the same thoughts so much that they're automatic. We don't even realize we're thinking those thoughts. So I'm going to tell you what thoughts are. Thoughts are a pebble that you throw in a pond. As that pebble lands in the pond, it creates a ripple to the edge. And that's what we see. And that's what we believe. But the reality is that that ripple goes all the way to the end and returns. It also goes all the way to the bottom of the pond and returns. Well, your thoughts go out to the universe. It doesn't matter how small your thoughts are, they go out and they come back. I kept thinking about a jet ski. You know, I retired from the city a couple of years back, and in my younger years, I used to ride a jet ski all the time. And 2 weeks later, I'm in Mexico, and I get a phone call. Boss. Well, he doesn't work for me anymore, but he calls me boss, and he goes, got to come to my house and get this jet ski. It's free. Just come get it. Just come get it. Well, my thoughts were not just light thoughts. They were intense every morning. Every morning, I'd get up. I'm retired. I get a cup of coffee, and I just remember how I used to enjoy that, everything. I even told myself, I don't know what I enjoyed more, fixing them or riding them. So I got a jet ski that I had to fix it before I could ride it. But it's called manifesting. And you're manifesting whether you want to or not. Did I not say right there with so much passion in my heart, I said, God, use me. But do not put me up here. I don't want to be talking to people. Well, he knows better, right? Well, actually, Millie's the one that has me up here. It's not God. But again, it's in order to love yourself, you have to watch what you're thinking. Because we have thought patterns. And our thought patterns are something that needs to evolve. As we were younger, we had certain thought patterns. As we get older, as we mature, we have others. They need to coincide with love. The biggest gift we have is love. And you need to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. I know a lot of people that go out and help people everywhere. But they themselves, their light is going out because they give so much. They're not giving to themselves, or they're not receiving. And what is the thought? The thought is, I'm not worthy to receive. So they keep giving, but they need to work on receiving. And I have a very simple exercise. If everybody could just close their eyes just for a second. And think the words I'm going to say. Just say the words in your mind silently. I love you. You are worthy and deserving. And as you thought those thoughts, where did you feel? For the longest time, I would feel a knot in my throat when I said those words. Even looking in the mirror, you really look into your eyes, and it's called mirror work. You look in there and you say it over and over again. They're just basic exercises that help you find out where you're not being kind to yourself. My first experience with this was Louise L. Hayes, a book. And I started realizing that all my inner injuries were on my left side. So I go to the book, left side, left side. It's your feminine energy. All you have to say, my feminine energy is balanced and beautiful. So I'm driving my city vehicle, and I'm starting to say these words out loud. My feminine energy is balanced and beautiful. My feminine energy is balanced and beautiful. And the words got stuck. They wouldn't come out. I tried to force them. I forced them. I pulled over, and I kept saying those words. They would not come out. Tears came out. And maybe about a week later, I can start saying them. And they still lock up once in a while. But I realized that I had a problem with feminine energy. Not females, not people. It's my masculinity was above all because that's the way I was raised. I held everything in. I didn't complain. I didn't cry. I did what I had to do. But, you know, I realized also that whenever I did anything, I did it just full gusto. You know, I couldn't do something soft and gentle. It took practice. It took work. And here 2 years later, I realized I've lost 2 years of my life being angry at people that are angry at me, you know, trying to be right when I come to realize that they're doing only what they know best. I'm not in agreement with it, but if I stay close to God, if I love myself first, it doesn't matter what they do because I'm living my life they're living theirs. And I can't be going and getting upset for them doing things they shouldn't be doing. I need to be upset for me not doing the things I should be doing. So I leave you with those thoughts to love yourself first. To take the time to look in the mirror and ask yourself, I'm not saying don't help anybody else, but help yourself first. Look inside your heart. That's where the answer's at. The heart, love is not on the outside. When you ask yourself, where's love? Touch your heart. That's where love comes from. That's where God put it. That's where it grows. That's where it lights up. I noticed my heart has been dim the last couple of years, and it's coming here, listening to Millie, messages, and now helping. You know, my lights, well, I feel happier. I feel more bright. And as I got an opportunity to talk to a gentleman who, his wife just left him just like that. And I just met him briefly up in Oregon. And I told him, I understand what you're going through. I go, people say, look for the light at the end of the tunnel. I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, be a light in your own tunnel. Be a light in your own tunnel and realize that, you know, God is always with you. God's not at the end of the tunnel. He's with you wherever you're at. I think that's one of the most challenging things that you have to realize sometimes, that it's not hard to walk alone if you realize you're not alone. If you realize that there's a purpose. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, there's a purpose. And some of us go through some challenging times to understand that sometimes we see another person going through what we went through, and we're able to give them the words. That gentleman actually reached out to me 3 weeks later and asked me a couple of questions, and he goes, I'm learning to be the light in my own tunnel. Because he was borderline suicidal and a bunch of other things. But you do get to help other people, and it's rewarding. But you got to love yourself first. Love is the answer. Love is the answer. I mean, I can't repeat it. Millie just is a very good example of what love is. I mean, she loves you the minute you walk in, no matter what you're carrying. And she sends you with love as you walk out, because love is the answer. Millie's the most wonderful person in the world. You know, so I'll leave you with that.
These learning experiences where everything he talked about, he's really lived it. And the learning experiences that he shares are so fresh and vibrant and alive, because he has just within the last year or two lived them. And a lot of us live a lot of stuff, but what he does that's a little different is he actually does what Brené Brown suggests, and he's able to bring a deep, sincere level of vulnerability to his day-to-day life and his day-to-day interactions and his day-to-day commitment to love others. Good man. Good man. Thank you.
A good man. His children love him. Everybody gets to know him, loves him. So get to know him, everybody, huh?